Hello, my name is Kyla Fawnensteel, and I'm a registered nurse and also a board-certified lactation consultant for the Tulsa Health Department Children First Program in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And Children First is Oklahoma's Nurse Family Partnership Program. And Nurse Family Partnership is a national program for women that are pregnant with their first baby. And we support and encourage our new moms as they begin their journey as a new mother. Each mom is paired with her own personal nurse for about 2.5 years. And I was lucky enough to be paired with Kelly Plunkett, who is one of my clients. And she's here with us today. And it is January 23rd of 2017. And she is going to share her amazing story as a new mom and what that journey has been like for her. Welcome, Kelly.
Hi, my name is Kelly Plunkett. I'm 33 years old, and I'm Benjamin's mom. He's 20 months old now. I've been participating in the Children First Nurse Family Partnership Program for over 2 years. And I started when I was first pregnant, and I'll be graduating from the program when Ben turns 2, which is a couple of months from now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. And so when we first met, you were just newly pregnant with Ben. And do you remember, like, how you were feeling about getting ready to have your first baby?
So I think when I started with the program, I think I was just about 4 months along in my pregnancy, and I had heard about Children First through WIC, and I was just really excited about having a nurse help us along the way, and obviously I was pretty nervous about being a mom for the first time, but also very excited. So it was an unexpected pregnancy, so just a lot of mixed feelings there.
So then you had your beautiful baby boy, Benjamin. When he was born, we had already been working together for about 6 months. And what can you share with us about those first few months of motherhood?
So honestly, I think it was just like what every other mom experiences. There were highs and definite lows and question marks and am I going to be able to do this? How can I manage it? Of course, it was totally worth it, and, you know, there was a lot of joy there, too. So I think having you come and visit in our home, it was almost a weekly basis there for a while. I know that I just really looked forward to every visit, and I just was really confident that you would be able to answer the questions that had come up over the week, and plus it was just really awesome to have someone cheer me on and know us and encourage me through some of those tougher times that all of us moms experience.
Yeah, and you have also had another kind of unique experience on your motherhood journey, because when Ben was just a few weeks old, he started having issues with his health, and he was eventually diagnosed with 2 rare diseases that involve his immune system and his kidneys. And they're actually, you know, so real that or so rare that only a handful of children in the world are even living with the kidney issue that he has. And they really don't even have a definitive diagnosis for his immune disorder. Can you tell us more about what it was like managing his health as a first-time mom?
Sure. I think it was kind of a learning process, and you and I realized pretty quickly that there were some special health concerns there, and even now we're still kind of figuring that out and what it's going to mean for him and his future. But we knew that he had some difficulties with his immune system, and along the way found out that he had some kidney issues too. So those diagnoses for Benjamin are, and I can't really ever say it right, but it's hyporeninemic hypoaldosteronism, which leads to hyperkalemia. And for his immune disorder, we don't have a true name for it because nobody else in the world has it, but they're kind of likening it to Addison's. Mm-hmm. So, you know, not knowing where we are or what he has, it made the journey a little bit more difficult for us, and just not knowing what that map would look like for us. But we just tried to stay flexible and definitely advocate for him, and just knowing that nobody had answers, you know, where we're going and what it looked like made it a bit challenging.
Right, and you two have really been pioneers, you know, on this journey, because what he was diagnosed with is so rare. He actually first started to have healthcare issues when he was just a few weeks old, and I think that's when it really became clear to both of us that something was going on and, you know, he needed to be evaluated further. But it really took a while until some of the other healthcare providers really took your concerns seriously and kind of got on board. And, you know, finally, eventually, he was diagnosed at a few months old after he was hospitalized. In our program, we say the mother is really the expert on her baby, you know, meaning that you know him better than anyone else. And I've so enjoyed watching you grow as a mom and become confident, you know, in advocating for him. And even when it hasn't been easy, can you tell us how you've learned to really follow your instincts as a mom?
Yeah, so I think those instincts for me took a little while to develop. And to be perfectly honest, it was definitely tough in the beginning, just being a new mom. And then I kind of felt like I had to learn how to be a doctor too. So just developing those skills to advocate for him and his health issues. So yeah, it definitely seemed overwhelming, and honestly, it still kind of is at times. But again, I think that this program helped me develop those areas where I needed it. I think it helped me to be confident and to really embody what it meant to be your child's advocate. Honestly, that phrase will probably always stick with me, because I don't think I had ever heard it before, nurse-family partnership, and that being that you're your child's biggest advocate. I think that phrase really started resonating on a very real level for me as things progressed, and it definitely changed my perception of what being a mother is. So just not only caring about him and loving him, but being his voice and making sure his needs were met. And even sometimes I didn't even know what those needs were, but it was definitely challenging in the beginning.
Yeah, and I mean, since then, you have just really been such a great advocate for him. And is there any advice that you would give other parents or new moms that are starting on that journey with their child?
So I think, you know, just go with your gut. And if you feel like something isn't right, you just need to keep with it, because you know your child. And as Kyla often reminds me, I'm the expert on him, which is a nice thing to hear. So I think sometimes as a first-time parent, you hear this over and over from so many doctors. Mm-hmm. And they say, oh, you're overreacting, it's your first baby, and every mom goes through this, and it's not a big deal. And I always, just deep down inside, I felt like something wasn't normal, and it turns out it wasn't. And I think that that's a really great benefit of having a medical professional come to your home and just kind of reinforce when there might be something there that needs a little extra attention, and just remind you that you're not crazy. And mm-hmm. if you feel like something's wrong, just keep sticking with it. So I love that part about the program. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a challenge. So just, you know, keep with it, and you're, you know, your child's biggest advocate. So if it doesn't feel right, you know, keep with it.
Yeah, definitely. So over these past 2 years, I have had the absolute pleasure of, you know, walking beside you on this journey. But in addition to Ben's healthcare needs, you've even, you know, gone through some other challenges and hard times. And you've given me permission already to speak about this. But at one point, you know, you were even living in a homeless shelter and kind of not sure how to get back on your feet. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and how you got through that time in your life?
So I'll try to be really brief here, but yeah, so we were homeless. We left the relationship when Ben was 10 weeks old, and obviously it wasn't very healthy. And I just really want other moms to know that if you want to make a, you know, a change, and if there's some domestic violence issues, that You know, you can do it and that there are resources out there to help you. And I felt like, you know, there were several attempts to leave the relationship before I was pregnant. And then I think back to when I found out I was pregnant and I was like, okay, we have to leave. Because I felt like that choice, I could make that choice for me to stay, but I can't make that choice for my child. Because, you know, I have to take care of him. And, so in a way being pregnant, it kind of gave me the confidence to leave. But it was also very scary. So I just want other moms to know if, you know, that you're in an unhealthy situation, and you want to leave and you're scared, you know, I felt that way too, but, we made it and we're doing really well. So of course, you know, when we left, we just kind of packed up some of our stuff in a friend's truck and moved into an emergency shelter. But I don't look back, and I'm thankful every day that we left when we did. So, I just hope that story just gives other moms, the courage if they need to leave. And, you know, this program really kind of helps support us and find resources around the community to help us on that journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So fast forward to your lives today. You've been on such an emotional journey, but it has been so amazing watching you overcome those challenges and really gain confidence. A year and a half ago, you were homeless, not able to work full time, and didn't have reliable transportation. And, you know, now you're thriving in your own two-bedroom apartment, just completely excelling at your job, and you're just a confident mother and woman. Tell us what life is like for you today, for you and Ben.
Yeah, I'm thrilled at all of the progress that we have made, and honestly, we couldn't have done it without you, Kyla. Aww. And, you know, we're thankful that Ben is very healthy and stable, and we've made a lot of progress in his medical journey, and he's very stable, so now I can get back to work full time, which, of course, you know, helps us with our independence. And I'm proud to say we're just about to come off of all of our public assistance, so that just feels really great, too. Ben is in a sweet little preschool program for toddlers, and I just feel like, you know, together we're stronger emotionally. Of course, financially, we're a million times better than we were, you know, last month or a year ago. And I just think our lives are very different from what it was. And honestly, I think our life is very different from what it would have been without this program and other services. So we're in a really good place now. It feels great. And every month we just get a little better and a little stronger.
So in our program, we talk about something called a heart's desire. And what a heart's desire is just something you really want for yourself in life. So what is your heart's desire? So let's say I run into you in a coffee shop like 5 or 10 years from now. How do you envision life being like at that time for you and Ben?
Yeah, so that's just like a really beautiful picture to envision. And I see a lot of joy and providing Ben a very stable home life and, you know, of course, work going well and just remaining independent. And I don't really know exactly where his medical journeys will take us, but I hope to just stay brave and stay strong and, you know, just hope that he stays very stable. I think we have a great medical team in place, and this program has really given us a lot of skills to build on. So our future looks really bright, and we have a lot of people to thank for that.
Well, Kelly, it's been my absolute pleasure just getting to know you, getting to be your nurse over the past 2 years, and really just watching you grow as a mom, a woman, and watching Ben grow too, of course. And I just so look forward to seeing all that you know, both will accomplish. And thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thanks for having me.